Well, with all the bad news lately, you might be thinking of moving somewhere safer if you can find it. Well, here's some good news for a change. We seem to be living in an increasingly safer Australia, at least when it comes to crime. For a decade, the rates of most types of crime have been falling. Robberies and car thefts have dropped by half. Even the murder rate's fallen dramatically since 1990. In the next few weeks, two major reports on crime are being released, and at least one of them shows those remarkable trends are continuing, as Ian Townsend reports.
The sound of car alarms blaring in the night used to be common in the city, but in the past decade, car theft, and most other types of crime in Australia, has become rarer. A new report by the Australian Institute of Criminology is out soon, and it shows that the remarkable, and in some cases inexplicable, fall in most crime rates is continuing. The Institute's senior research analyst is Dr. Samantha Bricknell.
And it's interesting when you look at the drops. So motor vehicle theft in the last 15 years has dropped by 51%, burglaries by 45%. The only actual real increases in crime that we're observing is in assault.
The drop in property crime's even more astonishing in the past decade. Until 1999, we seemed to be living in a crime wave. If you look at the statistical charts for most property crimes, they peak in 2000 and then start diving. They haven't stopped. In the next few weeks, the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research also releases its report on long-term crime trends in New South Wales. The Bureau's director is Don Weatherburn.
What happened is that around Christmas 2000, heroin became much, much more expensive and much less pure. And large numbers of people who are addicted to heroin and committing crime to raise money to buy heroin either stopped using heroin, used it less, or went off into treatment. And the result was a big reduction in crime.
It seems the heroin drought back then was a turning point. But there have been a couple of other things happening that help reduce the rate of car thefts and burglaries. There have been more jobs for younger people. Salaries are better.
The last thing that happened was that there was a big increase in the percentage of people who are in prison. Now, this doesn't normally produce a reduction in crime, but it certainly does when you're putting high-rate offenders in custody, and many burglars are high-rate offenders. So if they were doing 10 burglaries a month and they're locked up for 12 months, well, that's over 100 burglaries that didn't happen, and that certainly contributed to the reduction in crime as well.
The crimes that haven't followed that trend are assaults and sexual assaults. They've been increasing, and no one's quite sure why, but there are now broader definitions of assault, and people are now more likely to report assaults. From the Institute of Criminology, Samantha Bricknell.
Because there have been changes in how assault has been defined in more recent years, more offences that may not have been defined as assault maybe 10, 15 years ago are actually being recorded as assault. So that could probably contribute to an increase in assault. But there is a general increase in young males offending, and certainly that 15 to 24 age group is the highest age in terms of victims of assault. So that might be contributing to that increase in assault as well.
The New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research says there also seems to have been a big rise in assaults between midnight and 3 a.m. Alcohol-related violence has been increasing. The biggest mystery of all these long-term crime trends, though, is the murder rate. Don Weatherburn says no one can quite explain why the murder rate has halved since 1990.
I doubt very much whether it's attributable to government policy. I know a lot of people think it's due to the gun buyback, but the drop in homicide began well before the gun buyback, well before the tougher gun laws, and really has continued down without any acceleration at all. It's basically come down in a steady fashion from 1990 onwards. So why it's come down, I think, is one of the great unsolved puzzles of criminology.
And generally, despite what we often hear and see in the media, the news on crime is actually good. Maybe we've become nicer people.
Whatever the cause is, no doubt people ought to be celebrating. The only dark spot is I haven't seen much reduction in insurance premiums, although we've seen a halving of the burglary rate and motor vehicle theft rate. It is good news, and I certainly didn't expect to see it when crime was at its worst around Christmas 1999.
It is good news, and that's a very good point about the insurance rates, isn't it? That's Don Weatherburn, Director of the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research, speaking to Ian Townsend. And both the Bureau of Crime Statistics and the Australian Institute of Criminology release their reports on crime trends within the next few weeks. It's 8:11.